Hello, and welcome to the BTG Podcast. I am your host, Jen Fable, of BTG Wellness and LiveLifeUnbroken.com. BTG stands for Bridge the Gap, and it is inspired by my own healing journey. After receiving 7 different mental health diagnoses by the age of 19, I quickly realized that there was a massive gap between what I believed and understood in my head and what I truly felt in my heart. And no matter how many therapists I went to, I couldn't seem to bridge that gap until I found the tools and information that I share in my one-on-one private sessions, trainings, and right here on this podcast. My goal is to help you begin to bridge that gap by bringing you different topics related to mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And in case you didn't know, this podcast is recorded live during my weekly Zoom virtual healing circles. These are weekly virtual gatherings that are 100% free, and no RSVP is required. So you are welcome to come whenever you can and stay as long as you want. Each week, we open the space with a candle meditation, after which I will share with you my favorite grounding practices and lead you through a circle casting, guided meditation, and breath work, followed by a soul-inspiring gratitude practice. If you are interested in learning more about how you can continue your journey and experience my virtual healing circles in real time, please visit www.btgwellness.com/circle and join my free circle membership. Of course, if you like what you hear in today's episode, please remember to leave a review and share the love by sharing this episode with your friends, family, and social network. And as always, if you have any questions, please know you can always reach out to me through my website at www.btgwellness.com or through email or social media. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Virtual Healing Circle with me, Jen Fable of BTG Wellness and LiveLifeUnbroken.com. And tonight we're going to talk about why compromising sucks and you need to stop doing it and learn how to do something called negotiation instead. So why is this important? This is important because a lot of us, one, are taught that compromise and negotiation are somehow the same thing. We think that compromise is the mechanism by which we negotiate. That's how you negotiate. You eventually compromise and then everyone's like, cool. Problem solved. It's not actually the case. This is important because only knowing how to compromise means that either you're constantly having to fight to be right and prove why yours is the right way, yours is the better way, you're the smarter one, which is exhausting, or you have to somehow give in to keep the peace, which is annoying and pisses you off. And this is important because constantly compromising stops you from finding some new creative solution that you can actually use to take you to a new level in your journey. There are so many opportunities that are missed when we give in just to keep the peace. And we often do that because we don't know that something's better. So I'm excited to teach you why this could be better. So let's start, of course, by talking about what compromise is not. Compromise is not a method by which you find a creative solution to a problem. That's not its goal. That's not what it's about. Compromise is not about coming up with anything new. It's not about creating any sense of teamwork. And it's very definitely not an empowering method of problem solving. If you look up compromise in the dictionary, you'll find things like, it's a way of reaching agreement in which each person or group gives up something that was wanted in order to end an argument or a dispute. The entire intention of compromise is to end a disagreement or an argument. It presupposes that somehow disagreement is a bad thing versus believing that it's a jumping off point for something better. Compromise is about allowing your principles to be less strong, to lower your standards, or to allow your morals to be lower. It means that somehow you kind of have to go against what you want and what you believe in just to shut others up and keep the peace. Or commit to fighting harder to be right, in which case you get to be right, but kind of lonely. So the entire intention of compromise is to somehow end a disagreement, is to keep the peace, thinking that that's the goal. So why does compromise suck? It sucks because it's all about accommodation. It's about giving in. It's about appeasing others. It's about pandering to them. It's about just trying to be nice. Let's split the difference. So I'm kind of unhappy and you're kind of unhappy, but at least we're both equally miserable. Compromise sucks because at least one of the parties involved is getting the short end of the stick. Period. It sucks because it requires everyone involved to completely change their opinion in order to just give in and agree. And it gets us off the hook. It's the easy way out. It stops us from having to actually collaborate and brainstorm with other human beings to find a solution that maybe individually we hadn't thought of before. So let's talk about the solution. Let's talk about negotiation. If you look up negotiation in the dictionary, you're going to find a strategic discussion intended to resolve an issue in a way that all parties find acceptable. It's a discussion. It's a conversation. It's a way of saying, hey, let's talk this through. Let's brainstorm together and come up with something that we all can agree upon and that we like. Negotiation happens when a bunch of people come together or two people come together with the goal of reaching something that's agreeable to everyone. So the intention of a negotiation is to find a mutually beneficial solution. Vastly different than the intention of compromise. So why is negotiation better? Well, it allows for creative solutions to be found, maybe something that individually you hadn't thought of before. It's better because it empowers everyone to get involved, which means that everyone's working towards a common goal, which increases respect, it increases accountability, and it creates a sense of being part of a team, of belonging. It allows you to feel seen, heard, and understood, as well as the other person. So I'm going to give you the cheat sheet on how to negotiate. This is Negotiation 101. The main thing you need to know in negotiation is that when it comes to arguments, people don't argue the big picture. They argue all the little teeny tiny details. This is why motivational posters are all about synergy or confidence. Everyone can agree on confidence. Once you get into the details of how to be confident, that's where people are going to disagree. So the more abstract something is, the more big picture it is, the more likely it is to find agreement with people. And that's the key to negotiation. Your job is to get more abstract. The big question now is, well, shoot, how the hell do I do that? Da 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 da, linguistics to the rescue. The magic question for getting more abstract is simply asking, for what purpose? So let's do a little example. Let's say I want to paint the front door of the house red. And my husband wants to paint the front door of the house gray. And we're like, okay, let's go back and forth. And I'm going to talk about all the reasons why I like red. And I think it's so cool and all these things. And he's going to be like, no, I don't like, this is why gray is better. We're going to go back and forth. And if we compromise, it's probably going to be something along the lines of, one of us giving in and be like, fine, know what? We'll paint the stupid door gray. Fine. But then when it comes to like the front carpet, I have carte blanche and I can pick whatever I want and you can't say boo. And then both of you are like, well, I'm getting something, but I'm also giving something up. So you're both kind of happy, but also kind of not. And so a little tiny seed of resentment gets planted. And you've probably spent a lot of time fighting over these two options without getting anything new. Now, if we go for the negotiation 101 tactic of getting more abstract, then what we do is we ask the question, for what purpose? So when it comes to painting the door red, for what purpose? Well, I want something bold and unique. Okay, cool. So let's say I talk to my husband. For what purpose do you want to paint the door gray? I want something chic and sophisticated. Okay, cool. Can we both agree that we want our front door to be bold, unique, chic, and sophisticated? Yeah, probably. Cool. So now we found agreement. Now we're both on the same page. And from here, this is where we can start to do what's called brainstorming. Normally, we're so busy compromising that we're not actually brainstorming and finding new creative solutions to our problems. We're just giving in to keep the peace or fighting to be right, making everyone hate our guts. So once you have achieved agreement on this more abstract idea, The goal is to work together to come up with more options. And you're like, great, well, how do I do that? Ba-ba-ba-ba, linguistics to the rescue. There's a question for that too. So to get more options, you're going to ask, what are other ways that we can achieve this? So if we go back to that door example, what are other ways that we can achieve a door that is bold, unique, chic, and sophisticated? And we both brainstorm on that. And maybe we come up with, oh, what if we painted that like really cool stormy blue gray metallic thing that's like really unique and it's bold and chic? What about that? And we're like, yeah, actually, that would be really cool. I'd like that. So now we've come up with an option that we didn't even ponder and even know the existence could possibly even be there before. And we've come up with it together. And now we're both happy. That's negotiation. Now, some troubleshooting. What happens when you hit a snag? So once you decide on the color of the door, now you're going to get into the details. Okay, well, I want to go to Home Depot and pick up the paint. Oh, well, I think that's dumb. We should go to like Color Your World or Benjamin, I don't know, some name of some paint store down the street. Okay, so now we're at a disagreement again. So we go back and we ask the question, for what purpose? For what purpose do you want to go to Home Depot? It's convenient. For what purpose do you want to go to this other paint store? I want to support small business. Okay, so we brainstorm again. You keep doing this until you come up with a solution that all parties involved are on board with. When you do this, you're going to come to a solution that you never in your wildest dreams would have even thought could have possibly worked. But because you were willing to ask different questions instead of fight to be right or give in just to keep the peace, you actually got something new. That's the goal. So when would you want to use this? Everywhere. With everyone. Use this with your partner. Use this with your parents. Use it with your kids. Use it with your coworkers, your friends, your boss, anyone who you find that you want to work together with instead of fighting to be right or compromising with. So some key concepts to remember. Remember that compromise requires someone to give something up, to give up what they want, and that will always lead to resentment. Remember that negotiation actually allows for something new, for some previously unthought of solution to actually be explored and come into your awareness. That's kind of magical. And remember that knowing how to negotiate effectively gets rid of all the power struggles in your relationships. It creates a sense of belonging, and it creates teamwork in every relationship, everywhere in your life. And as always, I want to remind you to decide you want it more than you're afraid of it. If you're used to giving in to keep the peace, the idea of actually speaking up might be scary. And that's okay to decide you want it more than you're afraid of it. And that's always the decision that will take you to the next step. And of course, everything from tonight's circle or podcast, if you had any questions about any of it, you're welcome to reach out to me through either of my websites, either btgwellness.com or livelifeunbroken.com, or through email or through social media.
I've always been taught that compromising was a good thing.
I know. Middle. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is
and
what
I
we're
often, talking. And I often use that like, okay, can we compromise here?
Yeah.
That's my thing. Can we compromise? So yeah. That's how do you, how else do you go about it? Like instead of can we compromise, like how do you?
You get curious about the other person's stance and you ask for what purpose. So actually getting curious, compromise doesn't get curious about the other person's wants or desires. So literally asking for what purpose. By the way, if you want to know why this stuff works, I do talk about all the why of it in the 8-day training. And I've used this in real life. My husband and I were painting our back deck, the spindles, the up and down spindle thingies, like on the railing. And my way of painting is by feel. And as long as it looks nice, I paint here and then I come over here. It has my own logic to it. Brian paints, you do the left, then the right, and then the front, and then the back, and then the sides, then you move on to the next spindle. Okay, so I'm painting. And he's like, you're doing it wrong. And I'm like, seems to be getting painted, so I don't see the problem. He's like, yeah, but you're not doing it the right way. I'm like, okay, for what purpose do you want me to do it your way? I want to make sure that it's done right and it looks good and it'll last us so we don't have to do this next year. I'm like, okay, I agree with that. I'm on board with that. So as long as, however I do it, we end up with that, are we cool? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. He's like, I still don't like how you're doing that. I'm like, yeah, that's fair. That's fair, right? But it was an opportunity to actually connect, learn more, find agreement. And it's a single question. It's a single question. When you come to my 8-day training, you'll learn all the reasons why that specific linguistic question, for what purpose, why it works. It's a very specific linguistic thing. Until such a time, it'll still work if you use it. But literally just asking for what purpose. And you'd be surprised when you ask this of people, you'll think that's a weird question to ask. They'll always have an answer for you. And it will always be, oh, okay, interesting.
How do you know when someone's trying to manipulate you rather than negotiate with you?
So if I know my wants and my needs and I know how to get them met in a healthy way, can I ever actually be manipulated?
Say that again.
If I know my own wants and needs, and if I know how to get my needs met in a healthy way, can I ever actually be manipulated?
I forgot that one.
You can't. You can't. It just can't happen. And that's 100% inner realm of control. Know what you want. Know how to get your needs met in a healthy way. That's your goal.
So how does that conversation then sound, Jen? Because, you know, if the other person has a strong opinion about it and a situation like the door painting, for example, and I go, you know, for what purpose do you want to paint it that color? And they're like, because I really love that color and I don't really want to talk about it anymore. Like, okay. how do you engage them to kind of volley it back to you and have that conversation if they're just, that's it, I'm done? And you still need the door painted.
Yes. And so if both parties aren't willing to negotiate, then it's a different conversation.
Where do we take it from there then?
So then it would be, you know, are we willing to negotiate on this? Or is this like hard and fast, this door is getting painted this color and no other options are available to you? And if they say, that's it, this is what the door is getting painted, no other options. And if that's happening often in that relationship, that's valuable feedback for me about whether or not that's in alignment with what I want in a relationship. Now, if it happens once in a while and they're just digging in the heels over one stupid thing, then I know my partner, I know this person hopefully well enough to be like, ah, they just had a bad day and I'll give them this one. Or it might be, let's talk about this another time. Hey, last week when we were talking about the door, I wasn't really happy with how that went. I wanted to negotiate and you dug in your heels and I didn't feel that that was really that fun. Can we talk about it? And then you have a conversation about it. If that's not possible, if any time you try to broach the subject, the person's like, nah, 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 then that's valuable feedback about that relationship. And you get to decide if that's in alignment with what you want. And if it's not, then you get to make different decisions. And remember as well that you need to also answer the question, for what purpose, about what it is that you want. So in addition to asking the question, for what purpose, for why my partner wanted to paint the door gray, I also had to ask myself the question, for what purpose do I want it painted red? So I also have to know for what purpose for my wants as well. And then see if we go up at this purpose level, we go up this higher perspective level, do we align? And a lot of times we do find alignment up there. So once we find alignment, once we find some sort of agreement, once we're now working as a team together, then we can brainstorm new options from this new place. So asking the question, for what purpose? Just those words, for what purpose? We'll get information from the other person that will be helpful for you for negotiation. And when you ask it of yourself, is very helpful for you as well. Does that make sense?
I'm just wondering how I can use that in my professional career.
Oh my God, everywhere.
I'm in sales and I'm like, oh, that's brilliant. So then what is my counter response when someone, because often it always comes down to money and business. That's just the way it is, right? But I'm just wondering how I can kind of work that into to my career angle, but thank you. I appreciate that so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Yeah, this is huge. Knowing how to negotiate is good for everywhere in your life. If you have a body and have a human brain and kind of wander around with other human peoples with brains in their bodies, then at some point you're going to have to negotiate or compromise. Most people choose compromise because you're right. This is what we're taught is the right thing from a very young age, because it is in our parents' best interest for us to just shut up and stop arguing because it's maddening. So they're not looking for finding creative solutions. They're looking for a moment's peace. And so we're taught to shut up, give in, or here, fine, you take this and you get this in 5 minutes. We're taught that, and that's fine. And as adults, we can learn different skills that work better. In childhood, that works fine. In adulthood, it doesn't work to compromise. It doesn't work. Eventually, there's little tiny resentments and they build up. And that's why every once in a while, they kind of creep up and we're like, oh, fine, it's always got to be your way. And they're like, dude, I just asked if we can have pasta for dinner. Right? That's a sign that there's something going on. Thank you again for joining me for this episode of the BTG podcast, which stands for Bridge the Gap, with me, Jen Fable. Remember, if you want to experience my virtual healing circles in real time, visit www.btgwellness.com/circle. And of course, if you have any questions at any time, please know you're always welcome to reach out to me through social media or through my websites at btgwellness.com or through my coaching website, livelifeunbroken.com. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.